Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to everyone in an effort to help them awaken to universal truth. If you want to learn about spirituality, the occult, and all things related to metaphysics, you are in the right place. Hi everyone, welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. Today I'm going to be discussing working with symbols and signs. Now, if you've been listening to me over the years, you know that I've shared with you that symbols are really the language of the universe. When you're looking to establish communication with your guides, your angels, archangels, goddesses, whoever makes up your spiritual team, then you can expect that for most of the time, they're going to be communicating with you via a symbolic system. And today I'm going to be speaking with you on how to discern messages through symbols, and then I'll discuss some of the most common symbols and their meanings. So when you're initiating any type of communication with your spiritual team, you should expect them to choose a symbolic system that you are most familiar with. And again, I think I've spoken, you know, about this often. However, many people have reached out to me saying they can't hear their guide, they can't see their guide or their team. What can they do? So this is kind of like a good review session with you guys, and also an opportunity for me to kind of pick my brain a little bit to see, you know, if I have any other extras to share with you. Now, again, when you're initiating any communication with your team, even if you cannot hear or see them at this time, it doesn't matter. Okay, they're always there. When you think them, they're there. You have to remember that the universe is mental. Even the earth, because it is part of the universe, all is mental. If you can remember that in the Kybalion, that's the first principle. So again, everything is mental. That means if you think it, you're communicating as you think. Therefore, your guides, your angels, your gods, goddesses, whomever it is that you work with, they're there at the moment you think it. Okay, so don't worry about whether or not, you know, you can feel them. Do they hear me? Are they here or not? I can't see them, so what can I do to bring them over? Trust me, they're there at that second. All right, so let's talk again about initiating communication with your team. Now, in terms of this communication, again, they're going to choose a symbolic system that you're most familiar with. This could be via animals, it could be via numbers, it could be so many different systems. So what people don't recognize, or what they don't realize when they're trying to establish any communication with their team, is that they're going to communicate to you via a symbolic system that you're most familiar with, because they want to be able to use a system that they can get a message across, so you don't have to go back and do so much homework all the time. Sometimes you do, and I will get to that. But just know that they're going to choose a system. They hear you, they see you, and their goal is to help you learn your lessons. Their goal is to help you try to stay, to keep you on your path, but also to help you trust your own intuition at the end of the day. You have to remember that your team, although they're there to help, support, uplift, and love, they're not supposed to be your crutch. And they're not going to tell you exactly what to do verbatim. And they're not going to tell you exactly, here's how to live your life, here's the manual, right? But they can provide guidance from their own perspective. That's another thing that I would like to remind you. When you're working with your spiritual team, what you're getting is their perspective on things. So when you go and get readings from other people, you're getting the perspective of their guides as well. And if you've had readings from a variety of readers, then you definitely can tell, like, the feeling of the message, the overall sentiment of the message, the language that's used is very specific and different than maybe what you have received, right? In particular from your guide, if you have received that message. So again, you're getting their perspective. One thing that I want to also remind you here is that when you are seeking guidance, that's the point. It is guidance. They aren't telling you what decisions to make. The decisions that you make in this life, they're solely your own, and they are your responsibility. They can try to point you in a specific direction in terms of the pros and cons, you know, what the potential outcomes could be, However, at the end of the day, it's your free will to choose. So going back to symbolic systems, let's talk about a system that we are very, very familiar with, and this is the system of animals. Now, for most of us, we associate certain meanings with specific types of animals, and our guides are aware of that, which is very important. Many guides use animals to convey their messages. So if you communicate with your guide and you ask a specific question, and then let's say you see an animal in meditation, or you see a sticker with an animal on the back of a car or on a t-shirt or even on a billboard, then you have to know that they're making an effort to provide you with guidance. So let me just give you a few examples here. So let's say you asked a question about a job offer and whether or not you should take the job because you're uncertain. If you meditated and you saw a frog, then the message would be to take a leap of faith. Now, let's say you saw that frog once and you are still in doubt and you need more. That's fine and normal. So you can ask your guide, like, hey, if this is really the message, can you show me at least two more frogs in some kind of way this week? And let's say you're driving around and you see a frog on a billboard, or you see it on a t-shirt, or you see it on a TV screen, or somebody's laptop. They're giving you as much confirmation to help you, all right? To say, maybe, you know, consider taking that leap of faith. And again, the decision is yours. You don't have to do it. You can be like, no, I'm comfortable with it where I'm at. No, I'm worried this might happen. I'm worried that might happen. Well, that's your decision. Let me give you another example here. So let's say you asked a question about healing from an ailment, all right? And you see an elephant. Now, elephants can indicate obstacles and challenges. However, and this gets very tricky and this comes through a lot of practice. However, if you see an elephant with its trunk and its legs raised, then it would indicate overcoming obstacles and challenges related to your health or to that ailment specifically. Now, these little nuances that you pick up on, they come through a lot of practice and through a lot of time. So don't freak out. And that's why it's also kind of important to build up your own, you know, particular like network of friends that you practice with or your own community and group from clarity, because guides will talk through them as well. So let's review just a few more animals and even insects to understand what the potential messages could be. Obviously, the meanings that I'm giving to you are the ones that we generally associate with the animal. However, it may be different for you. So let's go ahead and start with a lion. So lions can indicate the need for courage. Let's move on to a giraffe. Giraffes traditionally mean the need to look ahead or think ahead, be several steps ahead, or have foresight. Rabbits usually are indicative of fertility or abundance, which is great for all of us. Stags, they indicate pride and the need to hold your head up. A shark is a predator, so be careful of those that are around you and be wary of their actual intentions. Owls are all about wisdom and, you know, being able to see in the dark. Snakes are usually about regeneration and renewal, shedding your skin. You know, they are definitely associated with healing, but however, of course, like I said, everything can be relative, because for some people, snakes can be reflective of, you know, some sort of fear, right? Or getting bit by, or venom. Let's just put it like that, something poisonous. Doves traditionally are a sign of peace or a need to make peace with yourself or another. Snails, take it slow at a snail's pace. Turtles usually indicate slow and steady wins the race. And if you've been seeing a lot of butterflies, because people do see a lot of butterflies, it usually does indicate that you're in the process of a personal transformation and some sort of rebirth. And, you know, something really important to mention here is that rebirth is not overnight. The process of transformation, you know, it's like death and rebirth can take many years. So if you've been seeing butterflies consistently for months or even longer, know that you are still a work in progress to get to that next cycle in your life. There are many more animals, insects, everything.
the most important thing to take away from this is that you can attribute your own meaning, of course, which you should, because your guides are going to be using that as a frame of, as a point of reference moving forward. So just again, as an example here for me, snakes are all about transformation and healing, renewal. But again, for someone else, it could be something poisonous or a person who's poisonous, right? So be very clear about what the meaning is for you and then write it down and then be consistent. Use it consistently. So let's say that you had a question and then you went into meditation and your sight isn't the best, right? You're still in the process of developing, yet you see kind of a faint outline of, let's just say, an elephant here as a response to the question that you have, but you're unsure. What you need to do in terms of next steps is to talk to your guide and say, hey, I think I saw an elephant. I'm not sure. Would you mind showing it to me at least 2 or 3 more times in a variety of ways? And I guarantee you they will make the effort. And chances are within the next few days, you'll probably see, if you saw an elephant, you'll see that elephant again on a billboard, a t-shirt. Someone might be talking about elephants or a documentary of elephants, you know, in any kind of way possible, something very creative usually, you will get your confirmation. All right, so let's move on from the animals and let's talk more about numbers. And again, I have created an entire episode probably on YouTube and here on the podcast before on angel numbers, but I wanted to do a quick recap here because again, the universe chooses a variety of symbolic systems and numbers is a really huge one. So it's really important to familiarize yourself with the meanings, if this is something that you choose. So again, I'm going to do a quick recap here, just of the common angel numbers that you'll see. So the first one is 111, which means be careful of your thoughts because they are manifesting. So check your thoughts. Are you engaging in negative self-talk? If so, that your angels are like, hey, you need to like figure that out because your thoughts are always manifesting. 222, the angels are with you. Have faith and trust at this time. Everything is happening for a reason. 333, ascended masters are with you at that time. 444, remain positive. Keep moving towards your goals. You're being supported by the angels. 555 is indicative of big change that's coming, that's going to shift your life. This isn't a small change, all right? This isn't, stubbing your toe on the corner of something. This is actually some major overhaul. So if you're seeing this number, I don't want to say prepare yourself as a threat or warning. Just, you know, be mindful because some significant transformations are in process, meaning there's going to be a lot of change for quite a lengthy period of time. So strap in. 666, make sure to keep your mind on spiritual matters as opposed to money matters. There's nothing wrong with, you know, making money and being successful, but spirit always wants you to go back and look at your intentions. 777 means you are on the right path. So if you are praying and asking God or whomever saying, I'm really confused, am I doing the right thing? Am I going in the right direction? I feel like I'm, you know, my job, I'm not supposed to be at my job. What's the deal? And then you've been seeing 777, you're on the right path. 888 means abundance is for sure coming to you, which is great, especially if you are in dire straits and need some financial assistance. If you start seeing that number, then know that it is coming. It's in the process of coming your way. 999 means you are at the end of one cycle of your life and you are at the beginning and then moving into another cycle of your life. So death and rebirth. So just know that. And something very important that I feel like I need to say with this 999 number, it usually means that some sort of karma associated with one cycle of your life has been completed, which is kind of great to celebrate because then you don't have to repeat those lessons. So just know that you're now slowly about to move into a new phase of karma. Look at that as you will. Lastly, I'm going to end with 911. And this is it's like an alarm bell from the universe, meaning, hey, it's time to get started with your life purpose. Don't hesitate, okay? If you see these numbers repeatedly, pay attention. Don't discount them. The angels are doing their damnedest to get a message to you. Please be appreciative. All right, so after all of this, something I thought about doing for you guys today is I wanted to provide you from a reader's perspective what it is like to engage in the world of symbology. It is tricky. If you've been working on your third eye and you do work with symbols, then you know And you know, without a doubt, that the universe likes to play, you know, force you into a game of charades. That's what it is. And so many people want their third eye to open. They think they're going to see spirits walking around them. It's not really like that. Maybe it is for some people, but most of the time you're engaging in the world of symbols to provide messages to other people. So this gift, while it is great, it is challenging nonetheless, because usually it's not always clear and you're playing a game to understand the meaning. So just to give you my perspective as a reader, when I'm giving readings and I'm tapping into someone's energy, my guide sometimes will answer questions by showing me symbols. And to be honest, sometimes there are new symbols that I have to decipher. And that can be hard, especially when I'm reading someone in person and then I'm shown a new symbol. It's hard and frustrating, but this happens sometimes when I'm giving a reading. Just to give you a quick example, I was doing readings at a fair not long ago and I started to see a hammer in response to a question. I was very confused because it did not make sense at all with what the question is, at least the meaning that I would naturally attribute to a hammer. It had no relevance. So I was sitting there confused and frustrated, and I just thought, okay, skip it. However, I had other people that I read that day where it kept coming up. And then I finally was able to understand what it meant at the end, which is frustrating, but this happens. And it's the same thing that happens when you're just meditating alone. New symbols are introduced, and sometimes two or three symbols are put together, and then it's like, great, now I get to sit here and try to figure this out forever. It's hard. It's not supposed to be easy, but it can be complicated. So don't think that you're the only one trying to figure out sometimes. But that's how spirit speaks to you. And it's your job to do the deciphering. I mean, it is a privilege. At least that's the way I see it. But sometimes it can be really tough. All right. I wanted to give you one more example here because I really want you to understand how spirit at least speaks to me sometimes, right? I was debating about talking about this on here, but I guess I might as well just do it. So a few years back, there was a woman that I was reading for, and she was, you know, a consistent person that I read for, and it was all great until one time she called me, and it was a dire situation with a family member, and she needed the answers like pronto. And I was very stressed out. I was working, I couldn't stop working, but the calls kept coming, so it was difficult. And I was shown some things from my guide. Now, granted, it looked like a movie I was watching. I was watching the whole thing play out, but there was some gestures, some things I could not quite understand. And I knew if I got it wrong, the person would probably think I'm a fraud, right? It's just I couldn't understand. And it was so stressful. So I'm going to tell you what I saw at that time. This person had asked about a family member's health, and I saw a faucet, and there was very little water coming out. Very little, right? And I saw in my vision that it's like I was just standing there waiting for the water to come out. It seemed like it took forever, and then slowly it started to come out. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to tell this lady, because I see this very clearly, but I don't understand that with the other vision that I had. And I'm just going to be very transparent with you. My interpretation of the water in the faucet was wrong. And I was half right and half wrong about my response, and I learned that later. And so, of course, you know, all of a sudden I'm a liar, but it is what it is. So, and that was like 2 years ago. And then a few weeks ago, I'm meditating, just meditating, and all of a sudden I see myself again with my hands under this faucet, and the water is dripping so slowly. And I could feel myself get frustrated. And then all of a sudden the water just, boom, spraying everywhere. And I opened my eyes and I thought, what the hell? Because that was in reference to me. And then I got the message. And I can laugh now because it seems so simple. But at the time, I couldn't get it. And just for those who are interested and have made it this long in the episode, I learned that from spirit's perspective, the body is the faucet and God, source, is the water that runs through. And in reference to that person's health at the time, their body was in bad condition. And the spirit, the life force, was barely hanging on. And it took a long time for that person to recover, but boom, they did. And I couldn't understand it. And there could be several of you on the show who right now are like, oh, that's obvious. Maybe it is. But at the time, I couldn't. And but now I got it. And that's how spirit, I want to really kind of reiterate here, that's how things work. You know, it's not as if all the time. Sometimes, you know, it depends on the questions. Sometimes spirit will be like, oh, here you go. But other times it's you learn and you accumulate these symbols and their meanings over time. You want to know why sometimes, like, you have people who are readers that are way older, you know, they're quick to give you the message. Like, they're so learned. It's because they've been practicing, of course, for so long, and they've developed their huge library of symbols and their meanings associated with it. You know, the messages are very enriched by that through a lot of practice. So I just wanted to kind of share this story with you because it's challenging. It's not always very simple to understand the meanings because of the symbols used. And it's not always very obvious to me. And you live and learn and you make mistakes and then you learn again. Okay, so I just wanted to review, before I review a couple of the common symbols, something very important that I want to say here. If you were to be in that situation, or if you're in a situation where you get a symbol and you don't quite know its meaning and you're trying to figure it out and you can't, and it's been a long time and you just always kind of wondered what the message was, that's okay. That's pretty normal. The one thing that you can do later on, I usually say a few months later, tell your guide, like, look, you showed me a triangle as an example. I am going to attribute this meaning to a triangle moving forward. So when I see a triangle moving forward, I know this is what you mean. Okay, so just randomly, I'm gonna say the triangle means look up. So when I see a triangle, I know you're telling me to look up. This is something that you can definitely do. And I actually think you should do it. And I've done this a number of times when I've been kind of confused and I kind of wanted to flip the script a little bit, is attribute my meaning to certain symbols that I might be unfamiliar with initially. All right, so now I want to review some common symbols with you and their meanings, just a very tiny list, things that I think you probably know are super obvious. A candle with a bright flame usually means illumination. Dice, gambling on something, taking a risk on something, the same thing like casting lots, right? Scales means needing to balance your life, or justice is coming, which is great. Of course, red rose, love and passion. Diamond ring, of course, engagement. White flag is telling you to surrender something. An apple traditionally signifies temptation, but an apple core signifies knowledge. These nuances are super important. Again, things that you'll learn the more that you practice and the more symbols that you receive. I don't want to go through like a list of like 80 because I don't want to deprive you of the fun of deciphering symbols as well. Everyone, I really hope that this episode has been super helpful for you today. If you are struggling to communicate with your spiritual team, this is definitely one way that you can do it. And it is one way that is super successful. I always tell people, I don't like to use the word guarantee, but this is one thing I actually can guarantee that works. You know, your guides, your angels, your entire team is there to really help you. And having the awareness that they are is the first step. And then engaging with them is the second. So don't give up. Be very patient. And again, communicate with them as I'm communicating with you today. Everyone, please have a great week ahead. And I look forward to sharing more stuff with you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.